In that bombing at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem on Wednesday, 5 of the dead were Americans. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports now about 2 of the students from the U.S. who were killed.
A small group of friends and teachers gathered tearfully around the 2 simple pine coffins in a warehouse at Israel's International Airport. As forklifts loaded cargo onto baggage trolleys, Judy Klitzner eulogized her student, 25-year-old Benjamin Bluestein.
Politics are irrelevant right now. We are left with only pain at our enormous loss, but with a smile too, Ben, for the goodness and the seriousness of purpose cased in good humor that you brought to our lives. Tanuach b'mishkavcha b'shalom, rest in peace.
Bluestein, from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was at Hebrew University on Wednesday to take a final exam in Hebrew. Yesterday, he was supposed to fly home for a visit with his family before returning for further studies. His remains, along with those of 36-year-old Janice Coulter, a Hebrew University administrator, arrive in the U.S. today. At a ceremony at the airport, U.S. Ambassador Daniel Kurtzer, who himself is an alumnus of Hebrew University, said the lives of all of the Americans killed were a testimony to the values shared by Israel and the United States.
Lives of religious commitment and tolerance, the spirit of independent thinking and living, and love of one's fellow human beings. Terrorists cannot live with or by those values, and so they murder beautiful young people.
Israel's Deputy Foreign Minister, Rabbi Michael Melchior, also paid tribute to the victims.
They all become parts of the collective memory of the Jewish people and of the people of the States of Israel. They're all our children. These children specifically were children who believed in the future, who worked for the future.
Bluestein was a student at the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem and was enrolled in an intensive joint program with Hebrew University to become a Jewish studies teacher. Friends describe Bluestein as an iconoclast, an Orthodox Jew who wore an earring and spun records as a DJ in Jerusalem discos. He had recently participated in a concert in support of peace with the Palestinians. Rabbi Daniel Landis is the director of the Jewish Studies Institute.
It's really, he was the opposite of terrorism. He believed in logic as opposed to illogic. He believed in discussion as opposed to force. He believed in life as opposed to death.
Another of the victims, 24-year-old Marla Bennett, also studied at Pardes. Teacher Mayor Schweiger described her as an outstanding student and a warm person.
She was just somebody who, the minute you came in contact with her, there was this tremendous warmth, this tremendous giving, and somebody who was extremely approachable. Everybody who was with her always felt comfortable with her.
Bennett was due to announce her engagement to a fellow student. She, too, had planned to leave Israel Thursday for a visit to the U.S., where she intended to introduce her fiancé to her family. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.